تقدر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، هيا للصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، dear believers, Muslims, brothers, sisters, السلام عليكم. We praise God, the one and only Lord, creator of the heavens and earth, and everything that exists, the best of creators. We witness that Muhammad is the servant and messenger of God. We pray the prayers and the peace be upon him, and what follows of that salutation. We thank Allah for our presence here today. We thank Him for our safety here today, enabling us to meet again, this time on the day of Jummah, in the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. We thank Allah for our presence here. We thank Him for our safety. And we pray to Him always to forgive us our errors, our sins, have mercy on us, and grant us His guidance that He revealed to Muhammad about 1420 years ago. The book, the Quran, to give us the guidance that He has put for all humanity in that book, and to give us the correct perception of His servant, His messenger, that He, with His own words, God that is, with His own words, said is a model example for any people who believe in God and believe in the last day. Let us ask God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He. Let's ask Him to give us the right picture, the right perception of Muhammad the Prophet, so we will know how He wants us to model our own life. Because we are to model our life after the model life of Muhammad the Prophet, for whom it is written that his model is the most excellent one. Uswatan hasanatan, most excellent model. And let us pray that we be blessed with the righteousness and the insight, the purity, the righteousness, the insight, that Allah blessed the followers, the early followers of Muhammad with, the first of his followers, his companions, the great companions of Prophet Muhammad, so that we will have the life and have the path and know how to walk it. We pray to Allah that we be not occupied only with our personal matters, personal interests, but that we realize the bigger objective, and that is the Ummah, the community of Muslims, that we live a life that makes contribution to the Ummah of the Muslims, that we contribute to society in the way that God wants us to contribute to society. And we are to contribute to society by contributing, making contributions to our society that is called the Ummah of Al-Islam. Wherever we exist as Muslims, we are members of the Ummah of Al-Islam. Whether we be in Philadelphia, or Chicago, or New York, or Los Angeles, or Atlanta, Georgia, Buffalo, New York, or wherever we might be, we are members of the Ummah of Al-Islam. And we, together in our numbers, we give that. So if people want to look at yesterday, we should want that our picture today not shame us before the truth of what is the Ummah according to the guidance of God and the work, the great work of Muhammad the Prophet and his helpers, his companions, all of them, worked so hard to establish the ideal society. And they did establish the ideal society. So we should be wanting to make contributions to that. Living for a bigger cause makes living more worthwhile. Living for a bigger cause makes efforts more productive. Living for a bigger cause directs effort, so that some are not going in the rear and some are going in the front. Some are going to the left, some are going to the right, some are going up in the sky. If we have focus on the Ummah of Al-Islam, then our work is directed, our efforts are productive, and we will see. see the result. This is Al-Islam. It is very clear. And if we follow it, we will be most successful. Most successful. Righteousness. All the people of religion, they want righteousness. They claim righteousness. And they may have different ideas about what righteousness is. But anytime you hear a person say he's a believer in religion, he's a believer in God, he's a Christian, or you're a Muslim, or he's a Jew, or a Buddhist, or a Hindu, whatever, when you hear him say that, you think in your mind that this person strives, or at least have identified with a righteous life. That this person wants a righteous life. That this person has chosen a righteous life over a non-righteous life. This person wants to be with the righteous and not be with the unrighteous. This is what automatically comes to your mind. Now, as I said, what is righteousness? It may differ for different groups or different religions. It may differ. Allah tells us in the Quran what righteousness is. Now listen, what righteousness is. Allah says, al-birru, righteousness, al-birru taqwa. Righteousness is regardfulness. And regardfulness, this word is a special word, taqwa. This word is a very special word. It's used firstly for God. It's taqullah, God says, over and over again in the Holy Book, Quran. It's taqullah, it's taqullah. Be regardful of God. Be regardful of Allah, the God. Be regardful of Allah. But Allah also says, wal-arham. Wal-arham. And the close family ties. Be regardful of God, and also be regardful of the close family ties. Family is so important for us. Righteousness is being regardful. God says that. Righteousness is being regardful. Simply put, righteousness is the proper consciousness for a Muslim. Righteousness is taqwa. Al-birru taqwa. That's what God says. Al-birru taqwa. So righteousness is the proper state of mind for the believers who call themselves Muslims. What else is this righteousness? Righteousness is also iman, it's faith. Because God says, the righteousness is not to turn your faces to east or to west, but righteousness is to believe in God, to have faith in God, and in Allah, to have faith in God. But not only faith in God, billahi wa yawmil akhir. Righteousness is to have faith in the last day. We believe that there's going to be a finalizing of everything. And God is going to be the one in charge at that time. He will have sole charge. We won't be able to do anything. No one will be able to come up and change anything. Be too late to change anything. God will be taking account and announcing the account of all of us. It will be the day of reckoning, a day of finalizing everything, where the one who received mercy and didn't get enough mercy will get full mercy. The one who received punishment in this life but didn't get enough punishment will get full punishment. We believe in the day of finalizing things, that God is going to finalize things. And nothing will be able to escape his justice. And nothing will be able to miss the full reward that he has for his devotees, for his servants, his ibad. And righteousness is to believe in the last day, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَ. To believe in the last day, وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ, and to believe in the angels. The angels are beings that are pure light. Most of us haven't seen the angel. But we have to believe in angels. God says, believe in angels. And believe in the book, the Revelation, El-Kitabi. And believe in the book, they believe in the book of the Kitab, the book, Revelation, that God reveals to man. And man has knowledge that he would not have been able to get except by revelation from God to the righteous servant of God. We are to believe in that. That the God who created everything, the creator of the heavens and the earth, also communicates to man and give man message for his family, for his nation, and finally for the whole mankind. He gave message for and for the whole mankind, all the people on this earth. And he says that Muhammad, the one who gave that message from his mouth to the scribes who wrote it down, he says of Muhammad that he's a mercy for all the world. So we are to believe that God gives revelation, God communicates, God speaks to human beings. And that's righteousness. That is righteousness. And we are to believe also in the prophets, all of them, in the prophets of God. When Nabiina, in the prophets. We have to believe in all the prophets of God. And that's righteousness. God has given us a description of what righteousness is. All of this is coming under the topic, or under the title, righteousness. God is telling us what righteousness is. I think the mic is going here again. We have to stop until it can be straightened out. Maybe we're not ready for this much sophistication. It's to believe in the last day. It's to believe in the angels. It's to believe in Revelation, the book, the revealed book. And to believe in the prophets of God, the prophets, all of them. That's faith. Righteousness is faith. Righteousness is Iman. Righteousness is faith. But also, to give of your money, at al-mala, to give of your money, ala hubbihi, out of the love for God, not for any selfish reason, that you want to be known as one who takes care of people, takes care of matters. No, not for that reason. Ala hubbihi, out of love for God. And you give of your wealth or your money to your near relatives. There will qurba to your near relatives. And you give also to the orphans who have no parents, no father, no parents to take care of them. وَالْيَتَامَى, and the orphans. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, and you give to the person of the road. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, the child of the road. The homeless, who are out of doors, don't have a place to stay, they're just in the streets, going from place to place, without shelter over their heads. The child of the road, Webna Sabil, And also to those who beg, or those who ask for help. Wasa'ilina. To those who ask for help. Wafir riqab. And for the freedom or the liberation of slaves, or captives of war. The captives, whether they be slaves or captives of war, or any other kind of slaves, whereas people or men have taken possession of them and have them as their property against their will. We are to give in charity zakat for their freedom, their liberation from bondage or slavery. That's charity. So righteousness is charity. Righteousness is charity. Giving of your wealth, giving of your money. Atal mal, giving of your wealth, giving of your money. For those purposes, those high purposes, those clean purposes, those noble purposes. And righteousness is doing your prayers, making salat, wa aqam as-salat, wa aqam as-salat. Righteousness is wa aqam as-salat, doing your prayers, standing for your prayers. Not just pleading to Allah when you're in trouble with du'as, but standing with your brother shoulder to shoulder in prayer. Aqam as-salat, wa at az-zakat, wa at az-zakat. And doing your duty. See, the first one is giving, but you are giving of your wealth freely on your own. But then you have to give zakat, which is duty, an obligation. It is a tax. You have to pay it. The Khalifa went to war because some of the Muslims, after the passing of our Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon the Prophet, companions of the Prophet, some of the believing Muslims, had started to complain and they were not going to pay the zakat. The Khalifa said, this is revealed in the Quran, this is an obligation, and as your ruler, as your Khalifa, your leader, I am responsible to see that the zakat is taken so that the people will have their needs served and the society will have its needs served by the tax, is the zakat. So righteousness is the zakat. And the zakat goes to a number of very important needs. The one who devotes his life to da'wah, inviting people to the path of God, he has a share in the zakat. But the widow who lost her husband and needs assistance, she has a share in zakat. The orphans, those who are poor, and those who are not poor, but there's a mishap, they suffer some mishap, some tragedy, some mishap, and they need our assistance, we're supposed to give them our assistance. This is zakat, a duty, an obligation. Zakat, a duty, an obligation. There are a number of recipients of zakat, and I've named some of the important ones. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا. And those who fulfill the contracts or their promises, when they make promises or they enter a contract, agreement, they fulfill it. They don't leave it hanging, don't leave it wanting. They are honest. That's honesty. To fulfill contracts, to fulfill promises. That's honesty. So righteousness is faith, taqwa, raghabatness, charity, prayer, honesty, honesty. Righteousness is honesty. وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالْضَرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And they are steadfast. They hold patiently and steadfast firmly during times of hardship. Hardship won't make them step aside from their principles, take off their taqwa, come out of their bidr, their righteousness. No. They remain steadfast while facing hardship, difficulty, suffering, pain, misery, poverty, whatever. وَالدَّرَّاءِ and harm. Someone will harm us, damage our property, or maybe maim us, deprive us of one of our limbs, a leg or arm or something. Still we remain the same for God. Righteousness, we remain the same for God. We don't change how we are for God. No matter what happens, we remain the same for God. Steadfast. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And in the time of great agony, time of great agony, great vexation, great pain, when the affliction is so great that you have to cry out sometimes under the pain or in the misery, cry out. And tears will roll down your cheeks. Big man, 300 pounds, huge man, solid muscles like bars, iron bars. But the misery is so much, he cried like a baby, and tears run down his cheeks. But he remains the same for God. He does not change how he is with God. Allahu Akbar. He does not change how he is for God. He keeps stay the same for God. This is righteousness. God tells us what righteousness is. Now the Satan, the Shaitan, he deceived our first father, Adam. Peace be upon Adam. He deceived him and his mate. And God says he seduced them, he caused them to come out of the dress that they had been given from God. He caused them to take off the dress that God had dressed them in. And what is that dress? The dress of righteousness. That's what it is called by God, the dress of righteousness. So he seduced them to come out of their righteousness. So if we don't keep faith in God, and don't keep taqwa for God, consciousness, regardfulness for God, and for family, close family ties, and believe in the unseen, believe and believe in the unseen, and if we don't contribute from our wealth, our monies, our earnings, as we have been directed to distribute our wealth according to the Quran, if we don't pray, if we break our agreements, our contracts, if we say we're going to do a thing and then fail to do it, we enter an agreement with somebody and don't fulfill it, don't do it, that's dishonesty. It's terrible hard times and we start living differently, living outside of the guidelines of Islam, outside of the commands of God. When we speak, we'll tell a lie. become guilty of leaving any of these principles that are mentioned here under the heading of righteousness in the Quran. Surah Al-Baqarah, righteousness. The second chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah. Long ayah giving us the meaning of righteousness. Righteousness. So if we break any part of these, we're losing our righteousness. If we fail on all accounts, we have absolutely no righteousness. And remember, God says in the very beginning of this verse, righteousness is not turning your faces east or west. Now we know that this came to the prophet after the hypocrites had begun to make suggestions to the believers to cause them to doubt the leadership of Muhammad the prophet, upon him be prayers and peace. So what happened to you all's direction you used to pray in? They were praying toward Jerusalem. And then the Muhammad, the prophet, peace be upon him, his heart grew to be burdened by that. That direction did not satisfy his heart. So God changed him from that direction and ordered him to turn toward the ancient house, the first of the houses, called Ulul Bayt, the first of the houses in Mecca, in sacred Mecca. So when the change was made, then those who wanted to weaken the following, prevent Islam from being successful, from spreading and being strong in the souls and hearts of the people, they said to the believers, what happened to your direction you had before? And then the revelation came here. Jerusalem was turning west. And the answer was that righteousness is not in a direction. Righteousness is not turning your faces east or west. But righteousness is what has been stated here in this khutbah, under the heading Righteousness al-Birr. So righteousness is not in ritual formalities or ritualistic formalities. That's not righteousness. But righteousness is regardfulness, and righteousness is faith, correct faith, and righteousness is giving to the needs of those who are needy and suffering. And righteousness is prayer. And righteousness is honesty. And righteousness is steadfastness. And righteousness is truthfulness. And again, righteousness is taqwa. Righteousness is regardfulness. So we pray to God that we don't be a community of people claiming righteousness but having no proof of our righteousness. We pray that we be a community known by our works that we are righteous, of people whose works will be speaking for them, telling the world, telling everybody who observes their works, these people are righteous. So we ask God to forgive us our errors, our shortcomings,
wipe out our sins, grant us his mercy and his guidance always. We ask him to bless Muhammad and his following, as he blessed Ibrahim and his following, and to make Muhammad and his following successful, as he made Abraham and his following successful. Ameen. Praise be to the God, the Lord, sustainer of the world. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. God, the most merciful of all that is merciful, gave us Muhammad, the Prophet, and gave the world, all people, all nations, Muhammad the Prophet, as a mercy. Rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy to all the world. If our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is established as a mercy to all the world, that tells us that there is a duty on the Muslim community to also be a mercy to all the world. If the Muslim community doesn't care about the Far East, but cares about the Near East, or doesn't care about the West, only the East, cares about only Africa, not Europe, and it's not a mercy to all the world. To care about the whole world and the state of whole mankind, the condition of all people, that is to be in a situation, in a position, to care about the world and to extend help, assistance, if it's only protest with your mouth, to do something to help the state of human life on this planet, not just for you and your town or your nation, but for all humankind or humanity. Islam is a message to humanity. Islam is not a message to a nation. Islam is not a message to an ethnic group. Islam is not a message to any particular race. Islam is a message to all people. Everywhere. And that's the big mercy. That's the big mercy. The big mercy. That's not the big mercy. That's zakat. But that's not the big mercy, no. The big mercy is living this religion as it has been revealed to Muhammad, and as it has been established by his leadership, under his leadership. Live it that way. And if you live it that way, then your life example as individuals and as a society, is a mercy to all people of the world. They will look at you and they will be helped. They will hear of you and they will be helped. They will read of you and they will be helped. So God says, let you be a witness to all mankind. Let you establish a model society, a model community life, as a witness to all people, what God wants for man in society, what God wants for his life in society. Said in the Muhammad the Prophet, the messenger will be a witness for you. You be a witness for the people, all people, and he be a witness for us, for you, for us, for the Muslims. Praise be to Allah. This particular ummah, this great society, the ideal society, the ideal Muslim community life, or life for people, it is called Wusta. Ummatul Wusta. Wusta is translated balance. Balanced community. But we know by the language that's used in the context what it's meant. God says, righteousness is not turning your faces left or right. So the left is not there. Right is not there. Where is it? It's right here. Right here. And when we go turn toward the Kaaba, especially when we make Hajj, we salute what? The black stone. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. We salute it. The black stone. Beloved, we throw it a kiss. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. I can't do it once. I'd usually do it several times. Muhammad's hand touched it. Wonderful. Prophet Muhammad's hand touched it. Prayers and peace be upon him. Wonderful. But before his hands touched it, it meant something to even the ignorant people. It meant something. And Muhammad respected them because they respected the stone, the house where that stone was. And he gave them the honor. They asked him to have the honor, since you are the trustworthy one. Have the honor of taking the stone to put it in its place. They were rebuilding it, rebuilding the Kaaba. It had suffered some damages, some deterioration. So he said, get a cloth, Muhammad the Prophet. Wonderful, wonderful. Giant of a human being, the best. He said, get a cloth. He said, each one take a corner, take a corner. So all of them would share in the blessing, share in the honor and in the blessing. And then he took the stone up and he placed it right in the center of the cloth. And they carried it. And then when they got it to the proper place, the corner of the Kaaba, the right corner, the proper corner, he took the stone and put it in its place where it is now. Where it is now, where we find it now. Yes. Oh, what is that stone? Some people say it's a symbol, it's symbolic of the human heart that God wants in all people. Symbolic of the human heart that God wants in all people. And the heart is the center, right? So God doesn't want you to come from the left. Don't want you to come from the right. Come from your heart. Come from your heart and give of your money. Ala husbihi, for his love, for the love of him. This is where we think of, you know, we think of the heart when we think about talking about love. We think of the heart right here. Right here in the center. And aren't people moved by their heart to come to the rescue? Aren't they moved by their heart to do the right thing? They're moved by their heart. Cause his heart to fail. Well, I don't know. I don't mind dying of a heart attack. But I won't die unless God will something different from me that I want, than that I want, I won't die because I have failed to be conscious in my heart to what God wants of human beings on this earth. My attack won't come from that. It won't come from a desire to be unrighteous. My desire is only to be righteous. And I want to be righteous in the full sense of the word. And I want us to have a community that is righteous in the full sense of the word. I want us to have a community that's taking care of itself and caring about others. A community that's ashamed to go to another community for the things that we can manage by ourselves. This is what our best leaders have taught us, Elijah Muhammad among them, perhaps foremost among them. Our leaders have taught us not to be waiting for others to do for us what we can do for ourselves. We want a Muslim community that's not shamed because others are doing too much for it and it's not doing enough for itself. And we want a community that's not shamed because it is selfish, thinking only of its own black members and not thinking of the members of humanity, all people. And I pray for that. I work for that. I work hard for that. I work day and night for that. And many of you are working day and night with us for that. And we're going to be successful. Allah says the believers must succeed. The believers must win through. God promised us that. So we're going to be successful. And we thank Allah for this day, the best of days in the year, El Jumma. The word Jumma comes from the word Jama'ah, which means to collect together, to bring things together. Take things that are separated and bring them together. And God says He united us, the believers, the time of Muhammad the Prophet. He united their hearts, and brought them together. And they were before disunited. And they were before in sin, doing wrong, so much wrong, till they are described as being on the brink of the pit of fire, right on the edge of the pit of fire, doomed. And God saved them from it with the Quran and the model human Muhammad the Prophet, the great leader of the Ummah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين آمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
No, it's okay. It's all right. You got nothing over there? No, wait. No, wait. Just set up.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Siraata Al-Mustaqim Siraata Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمَ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراعون ويمنعون الماعون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام